Final text. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. We can see a modern architectural building. B. We can see an ancient architectural artifact. C. People are building a modern building. D. People are restoring an ancient building.
Number 2.
A. We can see a picture, the Mona Lisa. B. People are painting a picture together. C. People in the picture are celebrating the festival. D. People in the picture are having a meal.
Number 3.
A. People are watching a football game. B. A football player has no legs. C. There is no one in the football stadium. D. A football player who has no legs is holding a ball.
Number 4.
A. The skier is taking the lift. B. The skier is ready to ski. C. The skier doesn't have any legs. D. The skier has a gold medal.
Number 5.
A. We can see various mass media. B. There is only a magazine in the picture. C. People are reading magazines. D. A man is writing an article.
Number 6.
A. A Muslim is fasting now. B. A Muslim is praying to Allah. C. Both Muslims are reading the Quran. D. Both Muslims are praying.
Number 7.
A. The women are wearing earrings. B. The women are washing their veils. C. The women are wearing their veils. D. The women are making their veils.
Number 8.
A. The boy looks happy. B. The boy needs help to buy food. C. The boy is eating snacks. D. The boy is sleeping next to the candy box.
Number 9.
A. We can see a hand holding a coin. B. This person is sending money to an organization. C. This person is giving money to poor children. D. We can see a lot of coins.
Number 10.
A. A man is looking at the microscope. B. A man is experimenting using the microscope. C. A man is writing an article about a stem cell. D. A man is fixing the microscope.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 11.
Which one do you prefer?
A. I'm glad we came here. B. So you agree with Jack. C. Yes, it's very beautiful here. D. I'm not sure.
Number 12.
How would you sum up the life of Forrest Gump?
A. He will be a great movie star. B. He's always had a positive attitude despite his difficulties. C. I'm so inspired by him. D. I don't want to watch the movie Forrest Gump.
Number 13.
How did it get to be so big?
A. That's what I want to say. B. I wonder when they started using digital machines. C. I didn't read the New York Post. D. Because people enjoyed the stories it reported on.
Number 14.
Aren't you hungry when you don't eat?
A. That's interesting. B. That would be wonderful. C. I get hungry a little bit, but we are allowed to eat after sunset. D. I've never been there.
Number 15.
What good could $6 do?
A. For $6 you could buy a child a warm blanket. B. I didn't know that so little money could be such a big help. C. I feel guilty and I'll help people. D. We are very lucky to have $6.
Number 16.
What if a monster was born because of the scientist's mistake?
A. Cloning could offer a means of curing diseases. B. That's a great idea. C. The technique is in its early stage, but it won't happen. D. I'm trying to find out about stem cells.
Number 17.
Which exam should we cram for next?
A. I'm not feeling very well. B. Knock it off, Jake. C. I goofed up the whole exam. D. We should study biology for tomorrow's exam.
Number 18.
What did you think about the 24-hour fast?
A. People are really starving. B. Is that when everyone stops eating for one day? C. We have so much, but others don't. D. Not eating for one day helped me realize how much we take for granted.
Number 19.
Do you have to pray every day?
A. Yes, we have to pray to Allah 5 times a day. B. Believe it or not, I'm not a Muslim. C. We must wear veils when we pray. D. No, I didn't pray for her.
Number 20.
Does he have artificial legs?
A. Yes, he is a football player. B. No, he has no thighs to attach artificial legs to. C. We have to go now, but please remember him. D. He is very considerate.
Listen and answer each question. Number 21.
This is great.
What are you looking at? Aha! The Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci.
Do you know the secret of Mona Lisa's smile?
No. What is it?
Look at the Mona Lisa on the left, and then on the right. You could recognize the differences in her face.
Wow, on one side she seems to mock us, but on the other side she seems to be sad.
Yeah, that is because of Leonardo's sfumato technique.
Number 22.
Did you watch the football game last night?
Sure. Dayton's Colonel White High won.
Did Bobby play yesterday?
Of course. He was terrific. I couldn't believe how he plays football without his legs.
Yeah, it's amazing. Although he has no legs, he is one of the best football players.
You're right, and he always has a positive attitude to his life. I'm inspired by him.
Number 23. Liz, are you going to buy this shampoo?
Yes, I saw the advertisement about it on TV.
Have you ever used this shampoo, or have you ever searched for information about it?
No, but I think it will be really good for my hair. On the advertisement, the woman's hair looks so shiny. I want my hair to be just like hers.
You are exactly the type of person whom advertisement makers love. You should not trust every word in commercial advertisements. Sometimes products which are advertised on TV are not good.
I know what you mean, but I still want to buy it.
Number 24.
Azra, what are you wearing over your face?
This is a veil.
Aren't you hot? I think you must be sweating a lot now.
It's okay. This is our Muslim tradition.
But you didn't wear a veil before. Why are you wearing it now?
Because my parents want me to wear it. They want me to follow the Muslim tradition. In Muslim society, many women should wear veils over their faces.
Number 25.
Julie, look at this article.
What is it about?
I'll read it. Join the 24-hour fast. You will realize how much we take for granted and how many children in the world are starving during the one-day fast.
Not eating for one day? I don't think I can do it. How can I live one day without food?
But as the article said, there are many children who are starving in the world. I think if we experience it once, we can understand them. Let's join, Julie.
I'm still not sure whether I can do it or not.
Come on, I'll help you.
Number 26. Some organizations demonstrated against human cloning today. They said human cloning is unnatural and illegal. What do you think, Jenny?
I don't understand why they disagree with human cloning. It could offer a means of curing diseases.
I agree with the organizations. It could be helpful for patients, but making a clone is unethical and unfair for the clone.
I know what you're saying, but I still agree with human cloning. It could save a lot of lives in the world.
Number 27.
Sam, this is Sadi. Sadi, this is Sam.
Nice to meet you, Sadi. Welcome to our school. I hope you'll make many friends here.
It's nice to meet you, too. And thank you, Sam.
Sadi, where did you move from?
I moved here from Jordan in the Middle East.
I've never been there. I think you have a lot of things to tell us about your country.
Yes. First, we have a different religion from you. We believe in Allah.
Allah? I've never heard that name.
He is our God, and we pray to Allah every day. I'll tell you about him in detail.
Number 28.
We are influenced by mass media easily, especially TV commercials.
You're right. We can get useful information from them, so they can be helpful for us.
On the other hand, we can get harmful and incorrect information from them.
What do you mean?
As you know, most commercials are used for selling products, so companies advertise only the good features of products.
It's the function of commercial advertisements.
Because of that function, some companies exaggerate and give incorrect information to people.
You're saying that we should not trust them 100%, right?
Yes, that's what I want to say.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 29 and 30.
Terry Fox was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and raised in Port Coquitlam near Vancouver on Canada's west coast. Terry was diagnosed with bone cancer when he was only 18 years old. While he was in hospital, he decided to help other cancer patients by running. Terry started his run on April 12, 1980. Although it was difficult to gain attention in the beginning, soon a lot of money was collected along his route. He ran 42 kilometers a day through Canada's Atlantic provinces, Quebec and Ontario. It was a journey that Canadians never forgot. However, on September 1st, after 142 days and 5,373 kilometers, Terry was forced to stop running outside of Thunder Bay, Ontario, because cancer had appeared in his lungs. An entire nation was saddened. Terry died on June 28, 1981, at age 22. The heroic Canadian was gone. But to date, more than $360 million have been raised worldwide for cancer research in Terry's name through the annual Terry Fox Run held across Canada and around the world.
Numbers 31, 32, and 33. UNICEF is the leading advocate for children's rights. It is active in 157 countries and territories around the world, such as Central and Eastern Europe, East Asia, and the Pacific, Eastern and Southern Africa. Industrialized countries, Latin America, and so on. It provides food, medical care, and educational opportunities to needy children. Overall, management and administration of the organization takes place at the headquarters in New York. Specialized offices based in Copenhagen provide essential items for children in developing countries. UNICEF also operates the Innocenti Research Center in Florence and offices in Japan and Brussels, which assist with fundraising. Each year for UNICEF is full of challenges and achievements in the effort to make health, education, and protection a reality for children everywhere. So it always needs more staff to support their aims. If someone is interested in becoming a UNICEF staff member, just send in a resume in English and download and complete the United Nations Personal History Form. UNICEF is waiting for your application.